This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North. I'm here to start your day along with you and to spend some time with God together. I hope you have come to love your time with God each day. It should be one of the best parts of your day. I love that time. Just sitting down with the Bible open in front of me, saying to God, Lord, guide me. Speak to me. What do you have to say into my life today? And then to just begin to read and allow God, the Holy Spirit, to use the words I'm reading to challenge me, to change my thinking, to direct me in my life. And so often I have a real sense that this is God's message for me today, and that God is there speaking to me through his word. And so I turn around and start speaking back to him and responding to what he's saying to me. And it brings me to a place of real peace, knowing God is involved in my life and he is the one directing each day of my life. I hope you've come to that place as well. We're looking this week at the theme of answered prayer, and at these time after time in Jesus' farewell discourse, his last great teaching session with the disciples, the times that he keeps coming back to this theme, that whatever they ask in prayer, he will do for them. And we come now to John 16, verses 23 and 24, where Jesus says, And in that day you will ask me no question. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you shall ask the Father for anything, he will give it to you in my name. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. You see what Jesus says? Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. The disciples hadn't known what that name meant, nor what it meant to ask in Jesus' name. And they would come to understand those things. And Jesus says, when you understand those things, come straight to the Father with it. You don't have to come through Jesus. That's not what he means to pray in his name. You don't have to go and give him your requests and then he takes them to the Father. You can take your requests straight to the Father. The Father hears and responds to our prayers. And could Jesus say this to you? Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask. You see the encouragement from Jesus to pray and to make your requests? Ask, he says. If you ask the Father for anything, he will give it to you in my name. What if you believed that? Do you think you might pray a little bit more? You think you might ask God about more of the everyday things in your life? Why don't you begin to do that? And not just to come and say abracadabra and think those things are just going to pop into existence. No. Come with that sensitivity. Lord, what do you want in my life? And pray along the lines of what God is saying into your heart. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.